I should probably not even say this, but just that you check that your phones are off or the silent because of the meeting or the recording, thank you.
12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Welcome, everybody, to a rather auspicious day at Ephraim Moravian Church, and especially for me, celebrating today 50th anniversary of ordination. I can't help but see that there are many people out here who have surprised me. First among them, my daughter and son, Angela and Andrew. I knew that they would be here probably. And Aaron is off doing his thing in Minneapolis. And Jendine's sister Eileen is here. We have friends from Merrill who are here. And then one of the dearest friends I have in my whole pastoral ministry is a team pastor with whom I worked for a dozen years at least, I think, Dean Wheeler from Waupaca. Dean, it is a delight to see you today. Thank you for being here. And he taught me a good bit of what I know, I can tell you that. And then, in addition to that, I welcome all of you, Ram, who is our lay reader today, and the musicians, Scott Ramsey and Cynthia Steele. And, of course, the king of instruments, Colin Welford. We couldn't do without Colin. And I don't think I'm forgetting anything else. Can you think of anything else I should say? I'll shut up and we'll get going. Anyway, welcome, and I'm very happy. It thrills me to see that you are here, and to those who are likewise watching by Facebook. We hope that this worship service will enlighten you, will bless you, and will keep you. And so, prelude, Love Went A-Riding.
Love went a-riding. Stay here with us, stay here with us, King of Kings. But love said no, for the horse I ride, for the horse I ride has wings. He
Good morning. Our call to worship is found in Psalms 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast on the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Please join us in singing Your Servant of God.
Strange posture of me sitting down for this occasion. There are a couple of reasons for it. First of all, I'm having a couple of temporary hip problems, so standing isn't a pleasure. Sitting is more so. And then the other reasons are this, that Don and Colin and Diane, I think, thought that I would resemble Jesus speaking to the disciples if I was sitting down. And then in my fanciful world, I thought, well, perhaps I look like the Pope. In any case, here I sit. I can do no other. So today, among all the other prayers that you may have on your hearts and on your minds, we pray for Annette as her husband Jeff has joined the church triumphant. And we likewise continue to pray for Lucille and Hetty, Doug, Sarah, Dave, Chris and daughter, Erin, Gail, Greg, Marguerite, Tammy, Jewel Ann, Ray, Kevin, Dean, Jack, Jaden, and Madeline. Dear God, it is our hope and our desire that you would lift these people close to your heart and guide them through to full and resurrected and new life. We pray that each one of them will know your presence completely and fully. Gracious and holy God, lead us from death to life, from falsehood to truth. Lead us from despair to hope, from fear to trust. Lead us from hate to love, from war to peace. Hear this in the name of him who taught us, our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Reading from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. So if anyone is in Christ, there is new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us. So we are ambassadors of Christ. Since God is making his appeal through us, we entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteous of God. Scriptures, this is 2 Corinthians 5, 17, 21. A reading from the first letter of Apostle Peter. Now, as an elder myself and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as one who shares in the glory to be revealed, I exhort the elders among you to tend the flock of God that is in your charge, exercising the oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you do it, not for sordid gain, but eagerly. Do not lord it over those in your charge, but be examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will win the crown of glory that never fades away. In the same way, you who are younger must accept the authority of the elders, and all of you must clothe yourselves with humility in your dealings with one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he might exalt you in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thank you. Our reflection is written by Reverend Corey Camp. Today, we welcome Pastor Dan Olson as our worship leader and celebrate with him the 50th anniversary of his ordination to the ministry of God's Word and Sacraments. As ministers, we are called to do the same work Jesus did, that of making disciples, creating reconciliation, caring for our flocks, employing our individual gifts, all while trusting God's guidance and grace. Most days in this work are not simple, but they are full, rich, and blessed. While I've been only briefly met Pastor Olson, having grown up in Sturgeon Bay, I do know people he served in his ministry. One woman with whom I graduated high school still considers him her family's pastor because he was central to helping them through an unimaginable loss. That Dan remembered them during our conversation revealed a lot to me about the impact that he has made in people's lives simply by tending the flock to which God called him. Kindness, compassion, presence, being able to sit with others and the most vulnerable and agonizing moments of their lives is a sacred work that stands the test of time. It is born of humility that knows God's power as the source of all creation, reconciliation, and true discipleship. So, today we celebrate Pastor Dan Olson, his call to ministry, and the gifts with which he has served wholeheartedly and with deep loving kindness. Thank you, Dan, for who you are, for your continued service, and for the blessings you bring to us today and always.
Thank you.
my hope. Oh, put my hope and trust in me.
Thank you, Scott and Cynthia and Colin. That's stereo music like you very seldom hear it. It was gorgeous. Thank you so much. I will always remember the days of old and worship the Lord of creation. I will always remember the stories told by those of the past generations. I'll sing with all the saints who've gone on before, and sing with all the saints of earth, and I'll always remember the stories told by those who have brought me salvation. Dear friends in Christ, grace be unto you and peace from God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It has not been my practice over the years to stand or sit in front of a congregation to talk about myself. But since I've commandeered the pulpit today, I'm going to break my own rules and do just that. I've been waiting 50 years to do it. You know, nothing conveys truth and history like storytelling. The Bible, which is replete with stories from beginning to end. The stories of creation, the story of God and his creatures. And Jesus, of course, was the consummate storyteller. And we continue to relate the stories of God's wondrous love and the stories of the people of faith now and always. And today, I'm going to tell my story. It was in 1971, on this very day and at this very hour, that I was ordained into the ministry of Word and Sacrament in St. Olaf Lutheran Church in Fort Dodge, Iowa. I remember that day with great detail. And it's funny. It's funny, isn't it, how the older I get, the sharper my memory is of things that happened way long ago. And I have to admit that over time, there's probably a bit of hyperbole in my stories that I tell from time to time. Well, my journey faith itself began when I was 11 weeks old. I was baptized on December 9th, at First Lutheran Church in Humboldt, Iowa. December 9th, and the temperature outside that day was 9 degrees. And it was about 4 months later, when I met my first Sunday school teacher. Marie Hansen was her name. And I was scared to death of Marie Hansen. I didn't know her from anyone. And she was going to kidnap me and make me stay in this little room surrounded by cloth curtains. Well, as a matter of fact, it didn't work for me because Mom and Marie prevailed. And even though Mom carried me kicking and screaming to class, thankfully they prevailed. They won. And as a matter of fact, too, Marie, my first Sunday school teacher, was at my ordination some 20 years later. So she became one of my very first mentors. And then it was on June 13th of 1971 that I was ordained. I was ordained at St. Olaf Lutheran Church in Fort Dodge. And I was ready to take on the world. I was ready to take the church by storm. And I was well trained. Why not do that? Besides, I knew everything there was to know about ministry, and I knew exactly how I was going to do it. Well, then brutal reality set in. Didn't take long. It didn't take long to discover how much I really didn't know about what I was doing. And one day in my first parish, I was calling on a member in a house. His name was Wynn Winquist. Wynn was a man of strong faith and strong opinion. And he was a man who was totally unafraid to say what he thought. And so, during our visit, Wynn leaned forward and he said, "You know, Daniel, you're going to be a good preacher someday." Well, that was a tad of a blow to my ego. I hope Wynn was right, but he didn't have to tell me just like that, since I already thought that's what the way it was. But anyway, it was saints like Wynn and saints like others that I've seen and known throughout the years, some of whom are present here today. There's one such person I know who was nurtured by a family that was steeped in faith. Faith was always at the center of their lives, so much so that every time they stepped outside their house, they gazed at the steeple of the distant church. The church and that steeple were the focal point of their lives and all that mattered. And that person would be, of course, my wife, Jendine. No one could possibly have a more stalwart partner in a shared ministry. Aside from all the gifts with which she has been blessed, it is clear that music exudes from her very soul. And so it is the music of the spheres that has informed her as a mother, as a wife, as a teacher, as a teammate in ministry. And to this day, I have never really found the words adequate and appropriate to say thank you. And then, too, I must give credit to whom it is due. As I mention our children, each of them, Andrew and Angela and Aaron, as they came along, for what they have done. What they have done to contribute in their own unique ways to the ministry of the church, wherever it is we happen to be. And let me say this, that with the grandmother they have, our grandchildren will learn the piano. They will learn the piano. And another thing, over the years, I have known a lot of pastors, and I have suffered through a lot of sermons, some of them my own. But never have I known such a skilled and dedicated and devout pastor as Don Volpe. She's lurking around here someplace, so I hope she hears this. And so for your encouragement, Don, I thank you. And I might say the same of Dean Wheeler, who too was a superb colleague in ministry. And for your gifts to me, I am most grateful, Dean. Thank you. One of the unique blessings of the pastor's position and profession is the ability to be infinitely, intimately involved in other people's lives and to be invited into them. We are with people from birth to death and beyond. Life holds grief and sadness, illness and tragedy, but it also contains great joy and treasure and celebration. Christ's presence is found in all of these situations, the good and the bad. I've seen it all, it seems. Jesus said, and this is the gospel text for this Sunday, by the way. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds. But when it has grown, it is the greatest of all shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. Ministry is never something that a pastor does to or for the people. You, dear members of the church, are likewise ordained into your ministry by your baptism, so that you too might proclaim the good news of the Lord and take up your cross of ministry wherever it is that you happen to be. And so together, we sow seeds of the gospel, however small they may be. And the seeds germinate, and they sprout, and they grow, and they become the tree of life to which all people find safe harbor. That is our common ministry together. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Of mercy, God of might, in love and seated. Now, Dan, you didn't think I'd let this moment go by. Would you please come down and sit, and Jendine sit over there with your lovely wife? Yeah, he just said, I should have known. When I asked Dan to preach for me, he said yes right away and then happened to mention that it was the 50th anniversary of his ordination. Well, this was an opportunity I just could not pass by. We had asked some people to write in, and we have a bag of cards and some gifts that he'll open later. But I wanted to read a card from Jeff Kloster. Congratulations, Dan, on your 50 years of commitment and service. As we look back to the day you were being ordained, we realize none of us had any concept, except for a few dreams of grandeur, of where or who we would be in 50 years. Nevertheless, here we are, and the world is a better place because of it. Your sermons, counseling, teaching, and most important, your caring has led many of us to a better understanding of the agape that is us, as we learned those oh so many years ago at Luther College. Thank you for your commitment and service. Well, that's enough of the sappy stuff. And now there are some interesting stories from your history that would be fun to reminisce. However, we were brought up in the Hagian tradition, and there are some things not to be said in church. We'll save the reminiscence for another time. I'd like to introduce Dean Wheeler, who's going to come now and say a few words.
Well, when I was thinking of this, Dan, I was thinking of this verse from Revelation. Jesus is speaking. We're all familiar with it. And actually, when I came and sat, Lisa and I came and sat down on the stained glass window, there is an icon of this verse. Jesus says, "Listen, I'm standing at the door knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come to you and eat with you, and you with me." I was a very young pastor when you came. I had already been at Bayview for about a year, and the senior pastor that I had taken, that was my first call at a seminary, and I thought I knew everything, and it was about a year, less than a year while I was there at Bayview, that the then senior pastor said he was taking another job and leaving me, and I was going to get a new senior pastor, and I thought, oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm doing. Anyway, as I had the extreme pleasure of working with you for all those number of years, and I might have known a lot of book learning, but I, with your guidance and your wisdom, I learned to apply some of it. And I know that that I might be here if it wasn't, you know, for your wisdom, your guidance. I might be here to recognize you and your service to the Lord Jesus Christ and his church. But I probably would not be wearing a collar if it wasn't for you. That I probably wouldn't have survived some of the crises I went through during that time with you. And the one image I had of my time with you during those many years was the door. And I never had a knock because it was always open to me. I thank you. I love you.
Thank you, Dean.
and a Haggy tradition, too. I'm not going to do that.
Now, Dan, you and I both know that we're only one half of the equation, aren't we? The other half is really our better half, because they put up with us. As my husband has famously said, I take care of the pastor so she can take care of everybody else. And Jandine has taken wonderful care of you for these 50 years. But not only that, 15 years ago, she started to take care of this church. And she was our music director for all that time. And we said farewell to her last year when she retired. And of course, that was in the midst of the pandemic. We did the best we could. We had a nice drive-through celebration. But the board said we really need to do more. And so that more is today. And Ram, would you please come? And Colin will be coming to bring some very special gift along. We enlisted the artistry of Ram Rojas, who's not only an excellent lay reader, but a magnificent artist. And we wanted to let Jandine know how much we love and appreciate her. So on behalf of the church, we'd like to present this portrait to you. And we're asking Ram to say a few words about it.
I tend to speak better through my artwork, but I felt very honored to be able to paint Jandine and the whole history that we all have with her, and somebody who, to me, these paintings are symbols of the history of Door County. It's not just one person, but she represents a lot of the faith and the love of our community. And so I'm very happy and proud to have been able to honor her. And it's sort of like part of my life now to do something like this. And she's blessed us all, just like Pastor Dan has. So thank you.
You can applaud. Yes. And so now, Dan, you can take it away. You can bless us, and then Colin has a beautiful piece to take us out.
Thank you all once again. And now, as you go on your way, may God go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Go in peace, serve the Lord. Thank you.
when the elect goes up.